Hey everyone, hope you are all doing well. Had a great first week of Chofesh. Wanted to share a quick Dvar Torah with you before Shabbat. Want to share with you the opening Ramban on this week's Parsha of Parshat and Sefer Vayikra. The Ramban is bothered by probably the exact same thing we're all bothered by. What is all this Korbanot stuff? In other words, for us living in an age without sacrifices, it seems old, barbaric, it just doesn't seem like the religious experience that perhaps we would have expected from the center of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. And the Ramban is bothered, what is all this? Why do I need it? What is it for? How does it relate to me? And the Ramban is also bothered by a second question. The Ramban is one of the first Parshanim who's interested in, comparing how often do certain mitzvot get press coverage? How much space is allotted to different mitzvot? Makes sense that if something is really bad, like, I don't know, Avodah Zarah, then Avodah Zarah would show up 30, 40 times. If Shabbat is a super important mitzvah, it will show up tens of times. So sacrifices has pretty much a half of a sefer. It has at least the first half of Vayikra, and then has a couple other pieces around and other svarim. A karbanot is almost a fifth of the entire Torah. Says the Ramban, that must mean it's important. And not just important for the generation who received it in the times of the Torah, in the times of the first and second temple and Mikdash, but it must be important for us as well. And therefore, says the Ramban, the question is why? And the Ramban uses etymology and says the word korban, we translate it as sacrifice, but really comes from the word karev, to bring close. And the purpose of a korban is to bring yourself closer to God. Now, how does one do that, says the Ramban? What about the sacrifice is bringing it? Is it, in a pagan way, the meat and smell of the sacrifice that goes to God and God says, this is tasty. Oh, thank you so much. I'll forgive you for all your sins. That sounds overly simplistic and paganistic. What is it about the korban that brings you karov, that brings you close to God? And the Ramban develops the following idea. He says, when we take a sacrifice, he said, I want you to imagine your cow or in the backyard, Bessie. Bessie has been with you and your family for years. Every morning you feed it, you give it showers, you take care of it. And you get milk. I mean, that's cereal. I mean, can you imagine no coffee or tea for some of you without milk? That's what your cow is for. And then you decide one day that as the ultimate sense of commitment, gift, or perhaps asking for forgiveness from God, you're going to take Bessie, the family cow, who you helped give birth, and you gave birth to its children, and you're going to offer it as a sacrifice. You are going to sacrifice something to God. In your act of sacrifice, of giving up something valuable emotionally, financially, and perhaps even physically, because now you don't have milk in your coffee, that act of sacrifice to God is what brings you closer to God. And that's the idea of korban. And in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, there's all sorts of korbanot. And the truth is that there are different ways that we sacrifice to God, different venues, different opportunities. And perhaps we also need to develop our own world. What does it mean to sacrifice something to God today? And perhaps for what goal? And based on what circumstances? And, the Ramban, when he talks about sacrifice, it's a term that perhaps we don't often like. Because in modern days, we like to live comfortably. We like to live conveniently. Sacrificing something sounds something a bit archaic. But the truth is that sacrifice is perhaps one of the ultimate ideas of Judaism, of life, and of religion. Rav Soloveitchik, for those that have never read, has a wonderful article called Catharsis. Now, anyone that's interested, I'd be more than happy to send you a copy of it. Originally published in Tradition, probably the 60s, the 70s. And the Rav basically develops the following theme. Rav Soloveitchik says, what is a Jewish hero? What is Gevura? And the Rav develops the following. The Rav contrasts the Homer, Shakespearean, Roman, Greek hero. You imagine the Greek hero is this big, muscle-ridden, Hercules-type character who, using his strength, defeats the enemy and wins the day, and that's the hero. And the Rav said Judaism doesn't have heroes like that, right? Moshe is not known as the biggest, strongest warrior, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. They perhaps won wars, but only with God's help, not out of superhuman might. A Jewish hero, Gvura, right, is someone who, you know, is based on the Mishnah Avot, Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh Et Yitzro. Who is a hero? Someone who combats, fights, and from his Yetzer Hara. What does that mean, says Rav Soloveitchik? A Jewish hero is someone who has the ability to do something, and he stops himself. Someone who it's within his power to do anything he wants, presumably something that he shouldn't be doing. And he says, you know what? I'm going to overcome temptation. I'm going to overcome opportunity. And I'm simply going to stop. And that act of stopping, of holding yourself back, of sacrifice, is what the Rav calls catharsis. Catharsis means we freeze in our tracks. And we say, dear God, I know that I could do this thing. And I'm not going to for you. That is my sacrifice. Sacrificing something that's easy, that we want to do, that we easily could do, or that we, you know, anything from sleeping in to doing anything on the list of what we shouldn't do, or not doing something that we should do, not getting up and learning, not doing all sorts of things. And we say to Hashem, Hashem, my gut tells me that I would really like to sleep in, or that I really like to spend the rest of the day watching TV. But I'm going to sacrifice that. And this act of a sacrifice, and instead I'm going to go learn. Instead I'm going to go to Davin. Instead I'm going to go to Shul. And that sacrifice is the modern korban. When we give of ourselves, when we give up of something, and we sacrifice it in the name of God. And for all those of you on Chofesh on vacation right now, it's easy to think that sacrifice is easy when it's part of our regular schedule, right? When we're in our norm, we're in yeshiva, we're in university, wherever we are, we have a norm, we have a routine. And we sacrifice during that routine to go to shir, to go learn, to do mitzvot, etc. But vacation, we just want vacation. And, I would say that sacrifice is an avoda all the time, especially on vacation. Because on vacation, I would say, it almost counts double. Because it's easy to say, of course, I can sleep in. Or, I don't need to learn today. There's no shir, there's no yeshiva. This is when sacrifice counts double. This perhaps is the reason that sacrifices on the holidays are more numerous than they are during the week. The week we have norms, we have routines. But on Shabbat, on Chagim, we don't have a routine. And it's specifically then when our sacrifice counts even extra. So if I can ask everyone to ask themselves every day, what have I sacrificed today for God? My time, my money, my effort. What have I sacrificed for Hashem? And in this case, perhaps, Sefer Vayikra and the Korban and the act of being mekarev ourselves to God for the Ramban will hopefully have more meaning to us. Shabbat Shalom.